Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life. Yeah, yeah.
Good News in the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide and need your regular prayers. Our heartfelt thanks go to all those who support us financially. And now, here is today's presentation.
Good morning and welcome to Good News in the Morning. I am so glad that you've tuned into the program today. My name is Brent Russett. I am the senior pastor at Sunnyside Wesleyan Church here in Ottawa, and I've been pastoring here for 27 years. One of the things I love to do is to show how God's Word that was written a long time ago connects with our world right now. I want to thank Clifford and Alice Miller for sponsoring today's program. Thank you for helping us share God's Word with people. May you know God's blessing today. Well, I know that some of you who are listening have been followers of Jesus for a long time, and I know others of you think of yourself as being spiritual, but you're not really sure about this Christian thing, and I know that others of you are just curious about how people of faith think. I trust that wherever you are in your spiritual journey today, that you will find this program interesting, informative, and I believe for those of you who desire it, that God can use a program like this to help you to take steps closer to Him. This morning, I want you to know one big truth. God is who He says He is. God is who He says He is. Now, before I get to how this affects how we live, let me just say that it's important to understand this to live well in our culture. Now, I realize that when I say God is who He says He is, we have to ask the question, well, where do we find the words of God? Where does God say who He is? Where does it tell us who He is? We as Christians trust the Scripture, the Bible. We believe that God, by the power of His Holy Spirit, inspired people to write down what He wanted to communicate about Himself. The Bible is full of history and poetry and letters to churches and instructions to individuals, but in the middle of all that, God shows who He is. I know some of you have real questions about whether the Bible is reliable. I've been there. I have come to the conclusion that it is, but you need to investigate that for yourself. If you're interested in investigating that, I would refer you to a website of an organization here in Ottawa. It's called Dig and Delve. It has a video videos of a conference that it held about last year about the reliability of the Bible. Website is digandelve.ca. I think it will help you in your questions about the reliability of the Bible. This morning, we are looking at God is who He says He is, and it's important for you to know where to find what God has to say about Himself. You find it in the Bible. Well, I want to start off by talking about some of the mistakes we make when we think about who God is. You know, one of the great theological discussions of 2016 was, is the Muslim God and the Christian God the same God? If you're trying to figure it out philosophically, then you may come to one answer. If you look at what God says about Himself in Scripture, you come up with another answer. Philosophically, we can say, well, both God were seen in the Old Testament. And the Muslims, they have one indivisible, all-powerful, all-seeing God. The Christians have one invisible, powerful, all-seeing God. Therefore, they must be the same God, right? But that's kind of like taking a sparse wooden chair, a kitchen chair, and a plump cushioned living room chair and saying they're the same thing. They're both chairs, But are they the same? Well, yes and no. Now, our scriptures, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Word was God. Go a little farther and you see that Jesus was the Word, Jesus was and is God. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says, the Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. He sustains everything by his mighty power of his command. If you told a Muslim that God had a son, well, Muhammad actually spoke about that and he used very strong words to say he can't have a son. We as Christians believe in the triune God, the Trinity, Father, Son, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We get there because we believe that God has revealed himself through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. We believe that the New Testament is an expression of God's revelation to us. Is the Muslim God and the Christian God the same God? Well, philosophically, you get one answer. But if you believe that the God was revealing himself through the person of Jesus Christ and through the Bible, well, then you come up with another answer. I want you to know that God is who he says he is, not what philosophy says about him. God is who he says he is in his word, the Bible. Well, another common mistake that's made in our culture is when it comes to God is, well, instead of God is who he says he is, people say, God is who I say he is. And there's a big difference between saying God is who he says he is and God is who I say he is. What often happens in our culture is that we tend to take pieces of spirituality from here and from there, and then we figure out what our values are, and then we promote them, and then we attribute those values to God. So in our culture, God is loving and tolerant and non-judgmental. God might judge the terrorists and the drug dealers because of the destruction they bring, but God would never judge me because I'm doing what's right in my own eyes. The God of my own making is someone who is always there to help but never demands anything from us. He's always at my disposal even though I pay him little attention. That is often the God that we get when we buy into the idea that God is who I say he is. Some people think about God in just the opposite way. They see God as someone who is sitting up in heaven looking to strike them with a lightning bolt or hit them over their head with a spiritual baseball bat when they step out of line. But I got to tell you that kind of God is neither true nor helpful. You see, what you believe about God does not change who God is, but it sure can mess up who you are. What you believe about God does not change who God is, but it sure can mess up who you are. A.W. Tozer, one of the great ministers and devotional writers of the last century, said this, "What comes into your mind when you think about God is the most important thing about you. You are defined by your perception of God." I say that because your relationship with God will define you. It will cause you to walk in spiritual awareness or spiritual darkness. It will cause you to become responsive to God's will and his voice or to do things your own way. It will cause you to grow into the image of a God who is good and gracious and loving and holy, or it will cause you to be centered on a distorted God or to be centered on yourself. See, your relationship with your perception of God and your relationship with God will define who you are. Your perception of God will either deepen your relationship with God or it will cause your relationship to remain shallow. Your perception of God will push you away from him or draw you to him. Yanti Ross says, "Our faulty views of God can cause us to fear intimacy with him and inspire us to labor for him out of duty or fear rather than out of love." See, if we see God as a loving father, we draw near to him. If we see him as a harsh judge, we withdraw from him. If we do not believe God cares about us, we will be overly focused on caring for ourselves. If we feel insignificant or ignored by him, we will weary ourselves seeking significance from people. Distorted images of God affect how we worship him. We may question if he is worthy of our worship. Our witness will also be affected. The more we admire and love him, the more we want others to know him like we do. We can rise no higher than in our spiritual life than our view or concept of God. Now, just as in a family, parents give self-worth, value, security, identity, the same is true in the spiritual realm. Our Heavenly Father gives us value and worth and security and identity as his children if we really know who he is. If our image of him is distorted, then our self-worth, our value, our security, our identity will be distorted as well. So it's important that you know who God is, who he says he is. And it's important for you to know that what he says about himself. So I want to spend some time just expanding your view of God. I'm going to play you a short clip from Jim Altucher. Now, he's doing his best to describe the indescribable. Dr. Altucher is a professor of worship at Azusa Pacific University. In this audio clip, he describes just some of the character of God. So listen as he tries to describe a little bit about who God is.
Well, the first place we have to start is with the fact that we cannot take him in. He is too staggering, magnificent, and brilliant. Tozer said we must consider him as we might a huge diamond, one facet at a time, constantly turning it over and around, appreciating each attribute and how these attributes integrate and synergize with one another. Yet, at the same time, we understand that we are unable to take in the whole. But let's look at some of the facets of God. He is almighty, completely able. He is not bound by anything, and he has not bound himself to intervene, even though he has the ability. And he is eternal. He lives completely and utterly outside of time, existing both at the beginning and at the end. Time exists within God, but God does not exist within time. And he is omniscient. He has universal knowledge, knows all things instantly, effortlessly, never surprised, never unsure, never says oops, never caught off guard. And he knows what no other being can ever know, according to Tozer, and that is, he knows himself perfectly and completely. This God is also immutable. This means unchanging, because to change would add or subtract from him, improve or degrade. But he is whole and complete and needs nothing. God is also sovereign. He is unlimited by natural laws of thermodynamics or gravity or time. This is a weird one for me. I've asked God to set the destination on the GPS of my life, if you will. And when I make bad decisions, I almost hear this large recalculating from heaven. At any rate, God's sovereignty also means that he is able to use humanity's choices to achieve his desired outcome. He is also omnipresent, universally next to. He saturates his universe. He is our environment. And this means that he is transcendent, but not indifferent. Immanent, but not common. Above all, but not aloof. And beneath all, but not suppressed. He is around all, but not excluded. And within all, but not contained. This means that, bidden or unbidden, God is here present. Worship him.
Now listen to the prophet Isaiah as he attempts to describe who God is. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12. Who has held the oceans in his hand? Who has measured off the heavens in his fingers? Who else knows the weight of the earth? Or who has weighed the mountains and hills on a scale? You can tell this is poetry. Who is able to advise the Spirit of the Lord? Who knows enough to give him advice or teach him? Has the Lord ever needed anyone's advice? Does he need instruction about what is good? Did someone teach him about what is right or show him the path of justice? Now listen to what God, as God describes part of who he is. Isaiah 40, verse 25. To whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Asks the Holy One. Look up into the heavens, who created all the stars, and he brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by name. Because of his great power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing. O Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you not heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weary or weak. No one can measure the depth of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. You know, even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on the wings of eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. You know, we tend to focus on those last beautiful poetic verses of, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they'll mount up on wings like eagles. They'll run and not be weary and walk and not faint. But the promise of God stems out of the character of God. It stems from who God is. It stems from who God says he is. The question is always, will you trust God is who he says he is? This is a mark of spiritual maturity, a deep, settled faith in the character of God. Will you trust that God is who he says he is? And sometimes that's not easy. Will you trust that God is good even when life isn't good? Will you trust in the love of God even when you feel self-condemnation? Will you trust in the grace of God even when you feel like you don't deserve anything? Will you trust in the justice of God even when you are being unjustly treated? Will you trust in the strength of God when you're feeling weak? Will you trust in the provision of God when you don't understand where that provision is going to come from? Will you trust in the wisdom of God even when it goes against your wisdom and your culture's wisdom or your friend's wisdom? Will you trust in the goodness of God even when your prayers are not answered? Will you trust in the love of God even when life doesn't turn out the way you want it to? These are things are not always easy to do, but they're the marks of a spiritually mature person. They are the marks of one who has learned that God is who he says he is, even when life disappoints. Here's what these kind of people have discovered. They can't see God's eternal perspective on life. They can't know what God knows about the future. They can't understand all that God knows, but they have come to trust the character of God. They come to trust God is good, even though they can't see all the goodness yet. They've come to trust that God is good, even when life is unfair. They've experienced the kindness and faithfulness of God, so they can trust God on the worst days in the worst parts of their lives. Spiritually mature people know and have a deep, settled faith in the character of God. They know that God is who he says he is. They don't try to make him into something else. They don't try to distort him. They trust him. And as they do, they find that he gives them a sense of his presence that allows them to handle what life brings their way. They have a sense of personal security, even though all of life seems to be really insecure. They have come to know that he is who he says he is, and they can trust him. The question is, are you willing to take God as his word and believe that God is who he says he is? If you are, then the follow-up question is, well, how do you embrace the character of God? Well, before we go there, we're going to listen to Steve Green sing about the character of God in this song, Immortal, Invisible.
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes. Most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days. Almighty, victorious, thy great name we pray. Silent as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains, high soaring above. Thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Almighty, victorious, your grace. Life that
or small, to all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but naught changeth thee. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiled in their sight. All praise we would render. Oh, help us to see, 'tis only the splendor of light hideth thee. Almighty, victorious, your great name is glorious. Almighty, victorious, your great name is glorious. Almighty, Almighty, victorious, victorious, your great name we praise, O Lord.
How do you embrace the character of God? First, you have to know the character of God. To do that, you're going to have to go where God talks about himself, the Bible. And when you're reading the Bible, you look for what God says about himself, or you look at what his actions reveal about himself. See, the Bible is about God's revelation of who he is. Sometimes it gets really explicit. Exodus chapter 34, verse 6 and 7 says, "And he, God, passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, 'The Lord, the compassion and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. He does not leave the guilty unpunished, and he punishes the children and their children for the sins of the parents of the third and fourth generation.'" Sometimes it's very, and as you look at that passage, you can start to see, yeah, that's what God says about himself. Sometimes what God says about himself is really subtle. Some of you know the story of the prodigal son. Think about what it tells you about who God is. As you're reading a story like that and you see the son coming back to the father, although he has spent all his inheritance and the father welcomes him with open arms, God says, yeah, that's like me. I'm welcoming people with open arms. If you're going to trust what God says about himself, then you need to know what God says. If you're going to trust in the character of God, then you need to know the character of God. Get to know what God has to say about himself. Read the Bible. If you've never read the Bible before, I would encourage you to do that. If you don't have one at home, you can go to BibleGateway.com, BibleGateway.com. Read it there. I suggest the New International Version or the New Living Translations as ones that are fairly easy to read and get a hold of what it's saying. Bible's made up of 66 books with 40 different authors, so I would encourage you not to start at the beginning like you would with most books, but start in the book of John. Look it up in the index, and it's a story of Jesus. When you're reading the book of John, ask yourself, what does this tell me about God? When you're reading Scripture, take note of the names of God. The names of God reveal the character of God. They are worthy of study. So you're reading the Bible, and you're seeing what God says about who he is. The question is, well, then what do you do with that? How do you respond to God's revelation about himself? Well, I'd suggest that there are a good few responses in seeing who God is. The first response is prayer and worship. Thank God for who he is. Prayers like, Lord, you show me in your word that you are faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness. You show me that you are compassionate. Thank you for your compassion. Lord, you show me that you're trustworthy. Thank you for your trustworthiness. Pray back to God his character. And as you pray back and thank him for who he is, it has a way of allowing you to go deeper and see the character of God in new ways. God, I want to thank you that you're good. You have revealed yourself to be good. All that you are and all that you have made is good. So, God, help me to trust in your goodness even when life is when life is tough and the circumstances are not good. Help me to trust in your goodness even when I go through difficult times. And thank you that you are good. Thank you that that my current circumstances do not dictate who you are. Praying back to God, his character is something that is both helpful and it can be very profound. The other thing that is helpful to do when you see how God has revealed himself is, God, you show me who you are. What does this mean as I walk in relationship with you? Prayer and worship and then asking God to show you who he is and what does that mean as I walk in relationship with you is a way that God has of using to transform us. See, you were created to reflect God. You were created to reflect his goodness and his love and his grace and his truth and his life and his creativity and his joy. And it means that as you start to see who God is, there's a lot of who God wants to see you reflect that in your own heart, in your own life. So he's going to allow you to see, oh, yeah, God, you're loving. Here's ways that I want you to be loving. God, you are faithful. Lord, help me to be faithful in how I live out in my life in this world. See, trusting the character of God is fundamental for spiritual maturity. It's fundamental to your life, in your growth, in your Christian walk. Today, I want to encourage you to push into God, to know who God is, to walk with him well. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for who you are. God, thank you for revealing yourself in your word. Lord, we know and have come to see that you are who you say you are. Help us, Lord, to sort that out from who I say you are or what philosophy says you are. But, Lord, help us to take your revelation of yourself in your word and help us to live it out well as we trust in your character. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, I want to thank Clifford and Alice Miller for sponsoring today's program. Thank you for enabling us to share the Word of God. My name is Brent Russett, and it has been a privilege to spend some time in God's Word with you and to bring you some good news in the morning.
Thank you for tuning in. If you've been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website gncm.ca. And be sure to share your good news if you've come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. We so appreciate the donations on which we depend to keep us on the air week by week. We invite individuals and companies to donate any amount, anytime, or to sponsor our programs on an annual basis. Please donate via our website or make a check out to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to 96 Pheasant Run Drive, Ottawa, Ontario, K2J 2R5, Canada. Be part of the movement that is affecting lives worldwide. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart. And may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with his constant, abiding, and accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.